Hi everyone, and welcome to Spillin' the Syrup. This episode is called A New Chapter, From Spillin' the Syrup to Contempo Tarot. Hi everyone, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the support you've given me over all my creative podcasts, from Our Dramatic Assets to Spillin' the Syrup. You guys always had the most positive feedback for Spillin', and I was so happy that I got to experience that with you. And now I'm looking to do a podcast that's all about tarot, and I'm really excited to explore that with you and share that with you. My goal is to have about 2 episodes of Spillin' the Syrup a month, and it's just going to be a space where friends and I chit-chat and catch up and talk about interesting things. I definitely still want to keep that going in some capacity. Life has taken me in a different direction. I quit my job as a flight attendant. I think it was the right decision. I miss flying, but I wasn't happy with the way that the company treated me. And now I'm living in Belfast, Northern Ireland. It's awesome. I love it. Such a great experience. So overall, this led to a lot of significant changes in my life. But I really wanted to come and tell you all the exciting opportunities and adventures that await in my new chapter, Contempo Tarot. And I'm really excited to do a collective tarot reading for you. And if this sounds like something you're interested, then please continue listening. Okay, guys, welcome to Contempo Tarot. For anyone that doesn't know what tarot is or is curious about tarot, is curious about having a question be asked to the tarot, I think this is a great podcast for you. I started getting into tarot and spirituality during the pandemic. I believe it was the 4th episode of Spillin', the spirituality episode featuring Rebecca Manninkill, was so inspiring for me. She's just so amazing at what she does. And that episode really solidified my interest in going down that path with tarot and just exploring my spirituality, different paths, different religions, and just different beliefs. And I think it's been really positive journey for me spiritually. Tarot can be found in any culture. It doesn't belong to any specific background or religion. You can be any religion and read tarot. But there is, for me, this kind of magical element about it, that spirit really is trying to direct your attention to the cards and the message that it is. And to be honest, I could do a whole episode on the misconceptions. As a tool, it kind of is able to give you a sense of the energy that is happening right in the present moment. It really opens up a sort of mirror to our higher self and our higher conscience. Tarot is about tapping into that, support each other. It's like that's the kind of community value that I want to represent. I think it's great for queer-led spiritualities. All-inclusive and LGBT-inclusive is what attracted me to tarot and sort of the pagan community and witchcraft and Wicca and their openness in their practices. And these are just some of the things that they do for me. Help me when I just need some motivation for the day, or I just need some reassurance over a question. And sometimes it also tells you what you really need to hear. It definitely doesn't sugarcoat. It's really cool. And sometimes the cards that it plays in that moment, you're just like, the tarot being too real right now is going to happen at some point. I'm really passionate and really excited to have you here for the collective reading. Tonight is a great night for the collective reading because it's Halloween. It's just a great time to have a deep spiritual connection. This reading is open to any star sign that wants to tune in and take the messages that resonate with them. So, without further ado, we're going to shuffle the deck and begin the reading. What's going on in the collective right now? What kind of situations, feelings, life events are the collective going through right now? And sometimes I like to say a little intention before I begin. And this is one of my favorites that I sometimes like to use. Angels, spirits, gods, and guides, bless this message this reading provides. North, south, east, and west, show the seeker what is truly for their best. I'm going to select three cards. One is going to represent the past, one the present, and one the future. Okay. The first card we have is the Eight of Swords. Typically, this card represents feeling trapped in a situation that your mind thinks that you're in. That can be a scary and vulnerable place to be. The good news about the situation is you have options. Just need to kind of really look outward instead of inward, and you will see solutions being presented to you that will become clear to you. And so I think if this relates to your situation, it's something that you really want to get solved and you really want to put it behind you. Okay, and the next card we have the Ten of Wands. For the collective, I feel like you or this person in your life feels, usually it's you. You feel like you're taking on too much, and you are taking on too much. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek advice. It's okay to seek guidance about an issue. I also feel like this relates to passions that you have in your life that you're just, you've burned out in them. It could be work. It could be some other activity or some other passion or sport. I feel a lot of weight there. It's not easy to juggle all the responsibilities of being an adult. It takes time and learning. The next card I have is the Eight of Pentacles. This is like, job well done, nailed it. This is you and I and everyone in the collective feeling accomplished. This is like a project that I've been working on and I'm ready to share it. It's also that phase of your life where you're hard at work. You're really, whatever it is that you're doing or you're manifesting, you are hard at work at it. This card is work-driven, motivational. This card represents good concentration, good organization. Sometimes I admit that I need to work on my organization. And when you do, it's just better. You know where everything is, and you feel information is easily accessed if I need to pull up an email or a document or anything. So this card is good. This reading and this card is good for business as well in the collective. If you want to start a business, if you have an idea. So I definitely see future business opportunities there. But just to give you guys listening an idea of a little bit more of what I do, I'm going to pick one card from my other deck. So for this next reading, I'm going to pull from my other deck, one of my other decks. And this deck is Leeds Tarot, and it's loosely based on the original Rider-Waite, but it's a little different. Rider-Waite is the deck that I was using for the three-card reading. And I actually got it as a gift from Salem in one of the occult shops there. It definitely has that spiritual energy to it. The Leeds Tarot has some beautiful original imagery. We want to leave with what is the biggest challenge in the collective right now to achieving all your hopes and dreams. I feel like this might be asking a little much of the tarot. We just want one card. The Hanged Man. So this card represents the major arcana. These cards usually involve a larger life lesson that needs to be learned, that takes longer to learn over time and realize over time. The Hanged Man is all about relationships. Really, someone related to this card, I feel like, really relates to a long-term relationship in the collective. Say you're dating someone for a long time, or you're married to someone, or any partnership that you have. The imagery of having the hands bound is like, you as a couple succeed as a couple, but you also fail as a couple. And what that means is you want to see your significant other do well in their personal endeavors and in how they feel about themselves, because that is also good energy for you as well. That makes you want to do the same thing and vice versa. And so when we have arguments and conflict sometimes, and how we behave in those moments can have significant repercussions in our relationships, also negatively can affect them too. It's like you need to reevaluate how you handle it. This is a strong union here. And I see a lot of love for this relationship in the collective. It's rock solid. And you don't want to take relationships for granted. Relationships are really hard. It's not easy, but it's really rewarding when you really connect with your soulmates or your twin flame. So, wow. Thank you guys for being here. And I hope some of this resonates with you and that you enjoyed it. Please, yeah, let me know if you like this format, if you would like to see more of me reading, or if you would like a personal reading from me and how to make that happen. I can definitely do that, and I'm really excited. And just to end off, we're just going to take a deep breath, and we're going to say thank you for the messages, and we're just going to disperse that energy, because it's done. So thank you so much once again. And please follow this space for more Contempo Tarot updates. Thank you so much. Goodbye.